Welcome to All Road 65 Max Radio, where the road ahead gets brighter as we journey towards truth, traveling through our dreams and an inspiration into a new reality. It's time, and your ticket is waiting. All Roads Lead 65 Max Radio with Pamela Henderson.
Greetings. Thank you for joining me on BBS Radio, All Roads 65 Max Radio. I am your host, Pamela L. Henderson. My focus is my mission statement, to create a quality of life through social growth, inspiring Jews to become leaders by establishing partnerships with entrepreneurs, corporations, donors, sponsors, volunteers, the community, and abroad. Please join me every other Tuesday at noon on BBS Radio, All Roads 65 Max, and join me at journeyofasapphire.com. My special today is Mr. Amal Sagar, who is a sustainable solutionist, independent market researcher, creative writer, book author, inventor, innovator, consumer behavior enthusiast, adventurous, having five business ideas, soon to be an entrepreneur, a strong believer in being creative in all senses. Currently, he is volunteering as a contributing writer to GDG, Brunswick, GA, focusing on AI and sustainability, aiming to harness possibilities by opting for an ethical path. At last, thank you for joining me on the show, Amal, and welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for giving me such a big opportunity. It's an honor to me.
Yes. So where are you located?
I'm located in India. I'm from India.
Okay, yes, I thought so. And how's the weather out there?
Actually, I know a person who suggested me. Actually, she helped me to come to here.
Okay. Well, I have a lot of questions. You are a very interesting entrepreneur, I must say. You are a man with a lot of ideas, and I love to interact and network with people such as you because you inspire me. I have a lot of ideas. I'm very creative, and my blueprint is so big. As I read about you, yours is going to be big as well. You have a lot to say, and I can't wait till we discuss about the book that you have. And I want to hear about these inventions as well. How about that? So,
yeah.
This book delivers a unique and sustainable solution to the global water and food crisis. Tell me about that, because that is one of the points that you are really passionate about.
Okay. Tell me one thing. If imagine one thing, there is no water, there is no food available, but you have all the wealth. Means you are a billionaire, but you fall short of water and food. What will happen? You are able to survive only for 3 days without water and 21 days without food. That's it. Your journey will cut short within 3 to maximum 21 days. This is the main idea. And what inspires me, back in 2020, actually, I come to know about some things, means that under us, scenarios, means people are hungry, people are thirsty because of they don't have food, they don't have water to survive. Actually, they are dying lack of two elements. I should do something. Then I come to know about one thing. Yes, there is one element. Maybe people are using it to make water I'm not going to explain everything, but I have something. I'm going to use that particular element to make water available, then to utilize that water first for food production, and subsequently that water would be used for healing nature, means healing planet Earth. This is the main funda. And the thing is that if you have water, you need to be commercial. Means I'm not going to sell that particular water and water, but I would say that produce whatever I that get from that particular process, like food production. We have something like green vegetables. You have green vegetable, you market it into the open, you market that particular produce into the market, then get money. You can earn out of it, and in that scenario, you can do one thing. You can earn money. Additionally, you are working on two elements. Means you are making water available first, then you are making food available in the market. And the third thing is you are healing the planet Earth, because which is more essential thing. People are not thinking about the whole scenario. Yes. They are just careless, or you can say the carefree, and they are just thinking about themselves only. This is the main thing. But I would suggest either you are a communist or capitalist. Anyhow, you need a water, you need food. Both elements are more essential for life. Without them, we can't survive. Max, you can 20 in a 21 days, you will definitely leave this world. This is the main thing.
Okay. Absolutely. Samal, you say it's about how innovation and uniqueness can create a lasting abundance. Can you explain more about that in your opinion?
Yes, we all know that land is limited resource. We all know that. See, land started from, let's say there is a forest. We clear that particular forest for agriculture purpose. We utilize that particular land for food production. After some time, we abandon that land for food production, and we utilize that particular land for real estate projects. And see what happened. The base is land. The nature of using of that particular land keeps on moving. Means keeps on changing. Sorry, based on the requirement and based on the demand. Give me just one minute to explain everything. Suppose we have 140 countries, right? And that 140 countries all have decided that we should give up farming, and we should develop that particular land only. We should utilize that particular land for developing real estate projects and all. Then if you ask that particular country or that people, then tell me one thing. What will you do for fulfilling your day-to-day food and water requirements? They will say, we will import food from another country. One country follow another. One country following someone's step. Tell me one thing. There are 140 countries.
Mm-hmm.
40 countries decided to give up farming. Another 40 countries decided, let's we also give up that particular farming. And all 140 country gave up farming. So there will be no country left who is currently practicing farming and agriculture practices. In due course, what will happen? You will end up with the food, and that is more essential thing. Without food, you cannot sustain. You know that. And even though you are just giving up farming and agriculture practices, this is more dangerous thing for the human being, not only for a human being, but actually this is universal also. And innovation. See, vertical farming is the best word. Vertical farming has their own sort of limitation. We all know that. That's why I have chosen green vegetables, greens, leafy green, and vegetables also. If we, in the first place, we must go with vertical farming in the sense that cauliflower, green leaves, tomatoes. If we produce that particular, at least that particular produce in a vertical structure, then what will happen? We can grow food in a 40x. In a 1 acre, we usually get around 10 quintals, means 1 ton of produce of tomatoes. But while we use vertical farming, we will able to produce 40 tons of that particular tomatoes from that particular setup. And what will happen? Vertical farming have one more thing. They have control environment and control water management system. Means whatever water be available from that particular by implementing that my provided solution, then we will able to manage that particular water in two ways. Like first for the food production, and then the excess water would be channelized to the next setup. In that setup would be that particular water will be utilized for healing planet Earth. I'm not going to explain second phase because that is more critical, and that more critical I taken more time to explain in my book.
Okay.
Actually, this is an interlinked chain. Means if you have something, you have to manage in both ways. Like in the first phase, you have to utilize that particular water for food production. Once you meet the demand, then you reassess the requirement. As for that remaining or the excess amount of water would be utilized for healing the planet Earth. Like
Wow.
that.
Wow.
Yes.
I love your passion. You're very passionate about what you're doing. And I am very interested in the book. So we're going to go and discuss a little bit about the book. I want you to explain to me, where did the idea for this book, where did it come from? How did you come up with this idea to write this book?
Actually, the thing is that basically I have my provided sustainable solution written in a written form. Basically, I was planning for making an expository documentary. I fall short on resources. Then I reassess my decision. Then I come to know about I would write book rather than going for making documentary. Then I started writing my book. In 2 months time, I developed everything. Means that sustainable solution is only a 2 or 3 pages solution. I have only that. But I develop it, around 100 pages more. I have that sustainable solution. Now I have a book, but my biggest and the ambitious project is that make an expository documentary based on my provided sustainable solution. Now I have something to show to the world. I have written a book, and the secret to endless supply is my book. And if any producer want to make an expository documentary based on my book,
Oh, that's
I'm
great.
one of them. Oh, yeah.
What message are you hoping to convey to the world about your book?
See, I have two state, one state and one country. I would like to give example one by one. First, take example of Spain, a country in Europe, and take example of Arizona state in USA. What is happening there? Arizona is a desert state. We all know that. Still, farming is going on there, but the amount of water is required to grow food is that requirement is far more than any other state because the heat is there and because of the water evaporation rate is higher than any other state in USA. So if we can analyze 1 liter of water in the field, you hunt that soil is only able to absorb 30 to 40% of water only because the remaining water get evaporated in the process because of it's a desert. And my see little bit here. If you have water available in your storage facility, you can utilize it whenever you want. It would be better when the requirement comes. Like suppose you need 10 liters of water. You have water available in your storage tank. You just go and just open that tap, use it whenever you require, and that use will be go according to the requirement sheet. Means I'm not suggesting you just flow everything like flood irrigation is like that. Everyone is using still in India we use flood irrigation, but this is not the right way. We have water irrigation mechanism that would be utilized in that particular vertical farming structure. And the same case is for the Spain also. We openly see Spain is in Europe, and Northern Europe has snowfall, and the southern have very little bit or nothing. Just they are reliant on water, whatever rainfall is there. But I would suggest the same solution like for both things. But for that reason, my target country, or you can say the target continent, is North America. North America is an ideal thing. Means we need a raw material. Raw material, actually, I would say raw material. Water, yes, to extract that water. In North America, we have abundance availability of that particular raw material. And to utilize that, to make water available from that particular raw material and then to channelize to the whole world. This is my ambitious project.
Very good, very good.
Yeah.
And I know I'm touching a lot of bases on your issue of water and food. And again, because when I was reading a book on Amazon, I still had questions in regards to your opinion, how water and food you stated is life, and they are needed for survival, which we do know that. But what makes that so important in the book that people may be missing your message?
Can you just repeat that last line?
Okay, so you stated that water and food is life and they are needed for survival. So in the book, we already know that without water, without food, we cannot survive. But if I'm purchasing this book, what makes this book that sets apart? Where is it something that I'm missing or I didn't understand? So can you explain to me why this is so important for this message
Okay. Suppose I will give you one example. A Gulf country and Amazon, like Amazon forest, South America continent. In South America, sorry, no, South America, take Africa, okay. Africa and Gulf country. In a Gulf country, you often listen that there is a lot of there is abundance availability of crude oil. Like crude oil is a base for the petroleum product, gasoline and all, right? But they're lacking water. The water prices and crude oil, or you can say the petrol gasoline price, are the variance. Means at one place, water is account as a necessity. No, for both places necessity, but the availability. In a Gulf country, water prices are high, but in India, water prices are less. But petrol, we used to call it as petrol, not gasoline, but petrol prices are around 5 to 7 times more than that particular 1 liter soap, for 1 liter soap, that particular one. Tell me one thing, you have all the comfort and you lock yourself in one room that is also air conditioned. But what is happening? Suppose your water supply and food supply cut short for, I would say, 3 days. For you will not have food for 21 days, and for 3 days you will not have water to be provided in that particular period. What will happen? You don't have water and you don't have food, you will not able to survive. Maximum 21 days. 21 days without food and 3 days without water. That's it. Your journey will be cut short after it. This is the main thing. And one more thing is that people used to say, whatever we don't have nearby, it's okay. Means locally it is not available. We will import everything. Like food and water, even water, they will say we will import water if our national resources will dry within some time frame, we will import. But what will happen? The prices of that particular commodity will shoot up. You will able to miss that particular person rich or billionaire, whatever it is. He able to afford that particular pricing, but not all. Means we have society, and society the perfect reflection of multiple and the diverse elements: the income, that expenditure is expenditure. Purchasing power is a completely different. Means I would like to give you one example. Dollar prices in India We used to pay 90 rupees for $1. Take example of any country like Nigeria, I would say. In a Nigeria, they used to pay more money, like around the, it goes in a lakhs something, in a lakhs. They would not be able to afford that what that commodity is essential. This is not a luxury thing. You can make it luxury and you can have it as a luxury element, but not everyone able to afford that particular thing. Means their purchasing power, their expenditure, their income sources are different. That's why we need to be mindful while utilizing that particular resource. We all know that nature will not issue any warning prior to that get extinct. Water can be extinct in any time. We all know that. Food is a base, means water is a base. If we have water, then we will be able to utilize it for a drinking purpose, for food production, for house utilities, for industrial purpose. And we all know that only 2% water is available in the market, in the whole world. And out of which only 70% is water, is ideal for consumption. Or you can say the 80%, out of which a lot of the higher amount of percentage water is being used for the agriculture crop. And even though we have 50% water shortage to grow that particular food, now imagine we are only 10, we are 8 billion and we are approaching 10 billion in the population. I'm suggesting population. What will happen if we cross that 10 billion mark? 10 billion mark, and our resources are only limited. We come to know about that thing. Like we already utilize the annual resources within 8 months. What about that 4 months? We are already using 4 months, means for next year's 4 months in advance, but we are not doing, or we are not refilling that particular resources. Even though my opinion is different, like people say population is how many child should be produced. I would say produce. It's my personal opinion. It's up to us. We are a couple and like that. But I would suggest you should have one male and one female, means one baby girl and one baby boy. Like that. If in a case in future I would have power in my hand, I would and I would move this motion like you should have one baby girl and one baby boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
By this way
you will able to maintain the ratio, miss ratio, gender ratio would be managed. And another thing that you will not be multiplied with things, means you know that every 25 years we used to move next generation. We for every 25 years we need a generational plan, and we apply that logic. Nowadays people are not just thinking that we have to think beyond that particular imaginations and all. But I would suggest if you have resources, if you have money, then only you are able to manage things. And what will happen if you have money, you have wealth, but you don't have resources? You will not able to go directly to the mass. You have to be here only. You have to think about Earth, planet Earth. And then you are thinking about, yes, I would import everything from Mars. That is not the feasible. That is not the feasible option yeah. Available. Yes.
That's true. Okay. My next question to you. You are an inventor and an innovator. Do you have any inventions? If so, tell me about them.
Actually, I have two renewable energy. And my idea is that to fusion something, like we have wind energy, we have solar energy. Why not to fusion this? Like they can complement. If we all know that the wind is blowing, but they have some limitation. Means after some times, but suppose cloud is there, there will be no wind blowing. In that scenario, you have to wait for some time. In that particular scenario, you have solar. Means sun is available for 12 hours, but not exactly, because in the northern part of world, we hardly able to see that solar for a short while. Like for that purpose, you need to fusion this idea. I have already written a book based on it. Actually, title is very huge, but that is available on Amazon. Yes, I have written everything. How it would be going is I have three product ideas. One is an induction cooker, induction cooking stove, or you can say the induction cooking. Based on that fusion power. Second one, renewable power stations. Like we have, we means like in a market, electric vehicles, EVs are booming. But the main problem and the main concern is that even in India, people are purchasing EVs, but they don't have charging points available in that particular. If they go for long drives, like beyond 100 kilometer radius, or you can say the diameter, they will not find that charging stations. Actually, due to lack of penetration, we can fuel that particular charging station with the fusion power, wind and solar. Another one is that we can utilize public transport as a medium to source or a medium to harness solar and wind energy. We can install solar panel on top of the public transport. See, this is the general idea, and maybe in some part of the world is already being used, but you have to fusion it perfectly to source that solar and wind. See, you know that if the vehicle is moving, obviously wind is blowing. You need to utilize that moving object and to convert that particular moving energy into the storage capacity. First, just you have to do one thing. You have to install the portable, you can say the portable batteries. You have to keep it changing, because once it charges, they give you the alert. Means alert would be based on the AI, artificial intelligence. Suppose one bus is moving from A destination to B. A destination is far away from B by 10 meters, 10 kilometers. In that particular range, that battery gets recharged by 30%. I would say 30%. 30, or you can say the 33%. Okay. Suppose that particular bus, or I would say bus, that particular bus traveled for three destinations, means that completed 100 meters, 100, sorry, 30 kilometers into 33%. This 100% charging would be done by the third destination. You have to remove that particular already recharged battery, and you have to replace it with unrecharged, means they are discharged already, battery. And then this function would be run by the AI, means artificial intelligence, that the whole network structure would be based on that. And I have already explained things in pointers in my book, but that is not in an elaborated way. But I would suggest, if someone is interested to develop that network and all by using AI and the whole structure, then I'm also happy to assist, or you can say to get into that process.
Yes. And I noticed that I read you are a market researcher, right? So you're independent and you do research. Now, would that be for other companies that are in line for what you do with the water and food
yes.
concern that you have, or just you are a researcher for a broad of different issues?
Actually, I'm planning to start my own firm, research firm. But due to some reason, I'm not able to get started with that. See, I have vegan sausage recipe. I have another thing, means I have eco-friendly dairy feed mix recipe. For that purpose, I have to take a response from a market. I already approached one guy who is actively in that particular field. That he used to do beef and dairy meat and all marketing. I already pitched one topic. Suppose someone is want to switch from conventional product to the artificial, I would suggest milk. Milk is an animal source milk, and another one is a plant source milk.
Okay.
We all know that plant source milk and the animal source milk are basically two different things. Animal source milk is a natural milk, and the plant source milk is nothing but the juice of that particular product, like soya bean. We all know that we crush soya bean, and then we extract juice, and then we call it as a soya milk. But the milk is milk. Milk have different standard, and the plant extracted milk or the plant-based milk have different values. And one more thing is that in due course, in a raw milk, sorry, in a animal source milk, calcium is available, already is available there. But in a plant-based milk, calcium, we need to fortify that particular milk, and we need to blend that particular extracted form of milk with calcium to, in a dairy, what is happening? Standardization process is there, pasteurization process is there, and then at the end of the funnel, there is another process called as a fortification. Those who have vitamin D deficiency, those who have vitamin A deficiency, then they need to add one more functionary in their particular setup. They have to add the calcium fortification process in that particular. That process takes more time. We know that input cost and the output cost. Everyone is concerned about the input cost, because whatever we are making something, take an example of farmer. If the input cost is under control of him, and the market value of that particular produce is a respectable thing. He enjoyed the good amount of margin. In
Okay.
this, yes, in this process, like animal source milk and the plant source milk, what is happening? People are talking about carbon and the carbon footprint and the emissions, means carbon emissions. But they are not taking one thing up into the account. They are saying soybean is being used for producing beef. And they are saying it is being used for the fattening. Like,
Very
but
good.
they are actually substituting that particular process, and they are extracting that milk from that soil. Means they are saying you cut down your utilization for producing wheat because of carbon emission is there, high carbon emission involved in that process, and they are suggesting no, we are using soya to extract milk, and they extract juice, and they called it as a milk.
Yes, I don't mean to cut you off. You are so passionate about what you're doing, and I love hearing about everything that you have explained in regards to the book and your innovation. And I wish you the best of luck. I think that you're going to go very far. And I hope that the book itself, which, let me rephrase that, I know people need to read, because you have other information that, like I said, we can always say, well, we know water and food, we can't live without it, but it's always that something that we're missing. So I know we're up for time, and maybe you could come back and explain more. I would love that. But in the meantime, please tell us how someone can purchase your book, and where can someone find you regarding your services?
Before that, I would like to say one thing.
Okay.
The basic thing is that the secret to endless supply. This is my book. It's my book.
Okay.
It is not only a book, but it is a perfect business plan to pursue. For everything, I need $25 million.
Okay.
For 5 years. For 5 years, yes. But believe me, the amount of water get available after implementing that particular solution is just enormous. I request each and every person just go and purchase my book on Amazon. Yeah, Amazon.com.
Okay.
You can search my name, Amol Sagar. You come to know, you get a full list. Means I have 6 books available there. Or you can search The Secret to Endless Supply. My book is available in both forms, digital form, as ebook form, and you can buy in a paperback. And one more thing is that any billionaire who really care about the planet Earth, and he really want to do something out of the box, then I'm ready to collaborate with him, because I know that $25 million is not a small
right.
amount for 5 years. I definitely need a push from the billionaires. Definitely. And I believe by this end of this year, I will be able to secure deal with any billionaire, interested billionaire.
That's right. That is right. Well, you heard everyone. Amol Sagar, please visit Amazon, purchase his book. Oh, before I state my farewell, what is the name of the book?
The Secret to Endless Supply. the secret to endless supply.
All right. All right. Well, readers, I reached my destination, and I leave you with this quote. Almost every issue has a solution of some kind. We simply need to change our perspective. Amal Cigar. Until next time, do have a blessed day. Thank you so much, and see you next week. Cheers.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to All Roads 65 Max Radio with Pamela Henderson. Join us every other week on Tuesdays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on BBS Radio Station 1. And please visit allroads65max.org and become a volunteer or sponsor and be the change you want to see in this world. With your help, we can make a difference in our society and uplift those who so desperately need our help. Thank you for tuning in.